41-30, Chillicothe by 11 as the fourth quarter begins with Chillicothe's basketball. Burke, Willard, Paff, Fork, and Brandsgard on the court right now. Fork hasn't played much prior to this game. He had arm or wrist in a cast for a while. Fork sticks with it, throws a head fake. Dempsey bites into it. And Peyton Fork with his second bucket of the game. Biggest lead of the game so far, Chillicothe 43-30. Bohan backs off from the free throw line, gives it over left wing to Anderson. Nice spin move to the baseline, but Bohan can't finish it off, and referees with a whistle on whom?
Caden Anderson
with third. Four on Bohan, three on Anderson. Chillicothe has two on Marshall. And no one with more than one. 16 fouls on Kirksville, two on Chillicothe. Willard races past Braden Smith's half court or backcourt defense. Right side path gets it baseline to Fork. Feed inside to Marshall, who just checked in. Marshall will go to the line to shoot two. It'll be a hacky contact foul on Nolan Dempsey for his second. 7:07 left to play in the ball game. 43-30, Chillicothe. Seventh team foul. This is in the act of shooting. A first one for Marshall is in at the free throw line. Adler's first point of the game. He's only had a couple of shots. They've rotated other players in, and Adler makes both of the free throw line this time. 45-30. First time the lead has been 15. Chillicothe looking comfortable right now with a minute gone in the fourth quarter, and the ball lost out of bounds by Kirksville. Willard working against Smith's backcourt pressure. No problems for Mr. Jack. Nice backdoor pass from Fork to Paff, and Paff is hacked. Alex Ockenfeld with his first foul. C.J. Paff at the line, eighth team foul. This is in the act of shooting. First one for Paff is in. First trip to the line for Paff. He's got 7 points. Fresh legs check in for Kirksville, and now Noah Copeland checks back in, and Nolan Dempsey sets down. Paxton Dempsey also set down in favor of Austin Pinnock. Paff's second one off the rim. Didn't get it to fall. Makes one out of two. 46-30, Chillicothe by 16. 6:40 left in the ball game. Nice effort by Caden Anderson, the sophomore, to try and keep his trailing foot planted when he was passing. Couldn't get it planted, and it's a traveling call. Willard brings it across the timeline. Goes behind his back, switches to his left to make it around the defender. Three ball for Pat. Does not connect. He's 0 for 3 from top of the key. Kirksville sends it down court in a hurry. They settle it down to play the half court game. Up top, Caden Anderson. Left side to Copeland. Copeland, three ball left wing. Paff comes up with a rebound. Copeland, just a freshman. They have several seniors on the team. They rely on a couple of sophomores and a freshman in their rotation. So a young up-and-coming team is Kirksville, paying some dues this year. Up top, Paff, circle right now. Lobs it into Marshall just outside the paint. Dribbles once. Gets the cutter. Paff can't get it to fall. Second one is in. Hangs with it. Missed it low post right. Stuck it back low post left. Gets a three-point opportunity at the line now. 48-30. Chillicothe starting to pull away.
Substitution for Kirksville, number 24, Paxton Dempsey. At the line, shooting one.
First foul on number two, who I don't have in my scorebook. I'm not sure whether that's supposed to be 20, maybe. I don't know. And Papp gets it to fall. He's got 10 now, and the lead is 19. 49-30, Chillicothe, 5:34 left to play. Nolan Dempsey, the checker. That's Paxton Dempsey being harassed by Bransgard. Bransgard, a little bit too close, got his second foul. Graves and Sewell check back in. Fork and Willard check out. So we have Path, Graves, Marshall, Bransgard, and Sewell. Kirksville goes back court to Dempsey. Paxton Dempsey to get across the timeline. Paxton drives inside. Has it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. 49-30. Chillicothe by 19. 5:24 left to play. Kirksville side of the bleachers getting a little bit more empty. Kirksville waiting. Smith finally gets it in, and that's a foul on Sewell as he tried for the steal on the inbounds play to Pinnock. Sewell with his second. 9 team fouls on Kirksville, 4 team fouls on Chillicothe. They've done a nice job of keeping themselves out of trouble in the foul department. Ball goes into Paxton Dempsey, brings it across the timeline again. Wants to give it up top to Braden Smith. Back to Dempsey, right side. Into the low post to Nolan Dempsey. Turned around, shoots over top of Marshall. Doesn't get it to fall. And rebound lost out of bounds off of Chillicothe. Checking that was Bohan with a missed shot. Up top to Paxton Dempsey. Circle left now to Braden Smith. Top to Bohan, playing with four fouls. 49-30. Chillicothe leads it with 4:53 left to play, a 19-point Hornet lead. Braden Smith stops, shoots over Graves, hits the iron once, doesn't get it to fall. Rebound Copeland. His shot doesn't fall. Finally, Bohan sticks it up and in.
Bohan, 4-2.
Couple of misses inside there before getting the points to fall. 49-32, Chillicothe leads it by 17. Graves, low post, spins, wheels, deals on Bohan, and called for the walk. Graves took one too many spins, it looks like. Alex Ockenfels checks back in, the 6-foot senior. Across the timeline, working it inside. Paxton Dempsey didn't get it to fall. Graves with a nice position rebound. And Copeland wanted nothing of Graves' rebounding attempt. Left side, Chillicothe up top now to Marshall. Circle right to C.J. Path up top to Bransgard. Looks off a long-range tray. No need to shoot, leading 49-32. Feed underneath to Marshall. Throws a head fake. Catches a fish, hook, line, and sinker, and Marshall with an easy bucket that time after the freshman for Kirksville bit into the head fake. Loose basketball settled down by Chillicothe's Path. He'll be credited with the steal. Path across the timeline, working the right-hander dribble to the right side against Ockenfels. Up top to Marshall. Pivots out of trouble. Scoots it inside to Graves, and Graves off the glass and in, low post left. Chillicothe starting to control the inside of the paint pretty easily. 53-32, Chillicothe by 21, 3:14 left to play. Right wing tray, count it. Austin Pinnock found a loose basketball, and he's 3 of 3 from the outside, 1 of 1 from the inside. Might want to have him shoot a little more if you're Kirksville. 53-35, Chillicothe. Feed into Adler Marshall on baseline left. Up top to Sewell. One thing about Marshall and Graves, they aren't the tallest players on the floor, but they're usually the two strongest on the floor. Marshall lost a handle on the basketball, controlled now by Paxton Dempsey for Kirksville. Looks off a tray, right side. Ockenfels will try the three ball. Off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Marshall comes up with a rebound. Nice job by Adler Marshall to control it and keep it from going out of bounds. 2:21 left to play. Chillicothe 53, Kirksville 35. Boone set to check in. Isaiah Boone for the first time tonight at the next opportunity. Graves right side, cross court to Bransgard, three ball. Bransgard didn't get it to fall. Rebounded by Pinnock. Fransgaard one of two from the outside. Achenfels posts up. Shot blocked by C.J. Path. Got more than ball that time, and Achenfels will toe the stripe. Anderson and Nolan Dimpson, the elder Dimpson, set to check in. Willard, Boone, Fork, and Burke wants to check in for Chillicothe. Achenfels' first one. Pops his wrist and drains it up and in for his first point.
Number 15, Jack Willard. Number 10, Jonathan Burke. Number 25,
Bransgaard stays in for Chillicothe. Bohan and the freshman Copeland check out for Kirksville. Two nice free throws there by the lefty Achenfels. And Chillicothe's lead is still double digits, 53-37, under 2 minutes to play. Peyton Fork goes to Burke. I'm sorry, goes to Boone in the corner. Back out to Fork. Fresh leg set to check in for Chase Kilday and Tanner Lane for Kirksville. Right side, Bransgaard pulls up the dribble, gets it to the cutter inside. Fork, reverse layup, didn't get it to fall. Someone did something that the referees tooted the whistle for.
Foul's number 13, Isaiah Boone. It's
his Isaiah Boone with his first foul.
In for Kirksville, number 11, Andrew Bohan. Number 42, Chase Kilday.
Andrew Bohan.
Number 34, Tanner Lane.
A junior.
Chillicothe, number 32, Hayden Montgomery. In for Wesley Bransgaard.
Hayden Montgomery checks in for Bransgaard. So Kirksville across the timeline, everybody getting some playing time tonight on this one. Always like to see that. Everybody works hard on basketball and sports teams. Top of the key, Kilday gets it circle left now to Anderson. Back up top to Kilday. Right side, Achenfels working against Willard. Can't chuck his defense. Fork is there to help out. Up top to Tanner Lane, and his pass in underneath. Tipped out of bounds by Isaiah Boone. Minute 5 left to play. 53-37. Chillicothe will pick up another win. Kirksville will fall to 3-6. Referees with a whistle on Kirksville, pushing off.
Chase Kilday. It's his first.
Chase Kilday. His first foul. Minute 2 left to play. 53-37. Chillicothe. Willard down court to Montgomery, right wing. Montgomery has his baseline layup attempt blocked, and Montgomery was fouled. He'll get two looks at the line.
Number 42, Chase Kilday. It's his second.
Chase Kilday with his second foul. 52.6 seconds left, 53-37. Hayden Montgomery at the line, look for the first time tonight. First one is in. Hayden got a deuce in the second quarter. There's a free throw to go with it now. Takes his time, goes through his routine, gets both of them to fall. Two good-looking free throws from Hayden Montgomery, and it's an 18-point lead, 55-37. Chillicothe, 50 seconds left as Kirksville crosses the timeline. Pulls up the dribble, go left wing to Achenfels. Up top to Tanner Lane. Circle right now to Anderson. Up top to Andrew Bohan. Free throw line jumper comes up off its mark for 42 Kilday. Offensive rebound. They keep it alive to live another day. 19 seconds left. And pass goes off the player's fingertips and out of bounds. Chillicothe's ball off the Kirksville turnover. 17 seconds left. Willard will cross the timeline, working against Caden Anderson. Just milk the clock down, 7-6 seconds. Chillicothe will put another check mark in the win column. And that is the final score, Chillicothe 55, Kirksville 37. Chillicothe takes two from Kirksville. And we'll be back with the postgame show coming up next on KCHI.